Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
It We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Carey, and we have now returned to the second half of the baseball season after the All-Star game that was decided by the swing-off, which I'm not a real big favorite of. the winner of the Most Valuable Player did not have one positive statistic for the game that
no
was
hits.
Played.
Yeah.
Zero hits. I'm sorry. We should have maybe forfeited the MVP award. I don't know.
It's a joke. And we should mention we're joined by producer Corey in front of the show, Steve. And I think Steve actually has some experience with some swing offs back when he was in Florida. But well, let's talk about that later on. So let's talk a little bit about Shohei Ohtani. The fifth straight game, tying with home runs in five straight games, tying a Dodger record.
Yeah.
He joins Max Muncy, Jock Peterson, Adrian Gonzalez, Matt Kemp, Sean Green, and Roy Campanella in that club.
Yeah, I think Don Mattingly, former Dodger manager and Yankee great, is the one that currently holds the most consecutive games. It's like eight, nine games?
Yeah, something like that.
Some ridiculous number. Yeah, well, hats off to them. The Dodgers, have not gotten off to a great start second half. We're fortunate enough to win the last game of the three-game series with Minnesota before they move on to Boston. And they've got a tough road trip coming up.
What do you think was happening these past couple weeks? I mean, you know, almost losing 5 of 6 at home. Is this just a post, all-star break kind of, run out of gas a little bit?
That's better for them to answer. But, with the fact that Mookie Betts, I think, is really struggling, that's got to be a known right now. They need to fix that quickly. Ohtani is still doing his thing. He's not stealing as many bases, but, he's got 36 home runs again. I mean, he's going to easily top 50, probably buy for the overall title with Cal Raleigh, who's got 39 now. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. A lot more to talk about after we turn, with our first segment of the show. But, Chris Paul returns to the Clippers for 1 year.
He does.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But
apparently he's going to be third on the depth chart, too.
Oh, yeah. I heard they have like five guards now or something.
He said he's willing to come off the bench, but he wants to finish his career in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Well, and looks like ESPN is close to the acquisition of the NFL Network. That's a big-time payday there.
Yeah, that's a big chunk of change.
All right. We're going to return with We'll See About That with more baseball right after this.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident, like a car accident or slip and fall, call now to find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our Portabella and Chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's fresh produce delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code RONSAY.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
They still call me the Penguin.
And welcome back to We'll See About That with our edition of the Roundtable. And just a reminder that Melissa's Produce is a proud sponsor of We'll See About That. Be sure to use my VIP code RONSAY when checking out at melissas.com.
Absolutely. Delicious fruit baskets, delicious floral arrangements. Makes great gifts for, you know, maybe some loved ones in your life. Maybe
Send that next one to me. Send that to my house. I want to see what that looks like.
I'll talk to Courtney and make sure that happens. Well, Ron, we should definitely talk about something that happened to you earlier in the week that I know a lot of people have reached out to us about. Your induction into the legends of Dodger baseball. Tell us what that experience was like.
Well, yes. What an incredible experience. Waited quite a while for this to take place. I'm glad we were finally able to come to terms with that. And I had asked, maybe 6 months ago when I learned that I was hoping that Billy Crystal would be able to partake in it. And Billy was a part of my Penguin Roast back in January of 1982. Yeah, 1982. When I got traded from the Dodgers to the Cubs. So we had a big gala, and it was at the Universal Sheraton, and Billy was one of the people who roasted me that night on a panel of probably 10. And our entertainment was supplied by Fleetwood Mac, so it was really a fabulous night. Yeah. And Billy did a great job of narrating, beautiful job.
He's a big baseball fan, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, mm-hmm. He did 61, if you remember that show, man. You know, and that, you know, he's always been, he's a big fan. And he's participated in all those Hollywood Stars games that we had in the past. So, yeah, it really was a Hollywood Stars game when we were playing. And all the video tributes were fantastic. It was an incredible experience for me, my family, the grandkids, our guests. It couldn't have gone off any smoother. You know, we had an opportunity to have the family down on the field.
Yeah, how was that? What was that like?
It was great because the kids were down there with me, and they actually kind of maneuvered their way into being a part of some of the on-field interviews. Mm-hmm. Which was great. And my grandson, Julian, threw out the first pitch to my son, Daniel. And so, yeah, it was a family deal. And it was great. Absolutely terrific. And, I'm indebted. It was a spectacular night. And, you know, you can get it. You can go look at it on YouTube. Yeah. It has the entire show there, including my speech and all the others. So, yeah, fabulous night. And,
when did you come to the Dodgers, you know, join this historic organization. When, I mean, you were always, you know, a fantastic baseball player. I mean, that's why you made it to the major leagues. That's why you had such a great career. But when did you really feel that you were a Dodger great? I mean, the numbers don't lie. You're part of that four, you know, core four of the greatest infield of all time. But like, when did you really kind of feel that you've arrived?
That's an interesting question. You know, I wanted to, you know, be, you know, a major league player, you know, and then I wanted to play every day. And then I wanted to be, you know, a star.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, that's part of the motivation. You know, now that I'm here, I mean, I just don't want to just play. I mean, I want to be one of those guys. And I want our team to win. I mean, that's what it's all wrapped up in being. And, you know, we had, you know, a terrific group of guys, you know, like the legendary infield. I'm not going to say we're the greatest, and I've never said we were the greatest, but we are the most successful.
Most successful. Fact. Statistically successful.
Well, just to be technically correct.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got things done. And, you know, you're in the moment. You know, we really didn't know we were going to be able to be there this long as a unit. You know, you've got to be individually successful. You have to have your team win. You've got to stay healthy. And this is putting four guys out there every single day for 8.5 years. And that's a tough chore. Yeah, because you're relying on somebody else to, you know, be just as good as you hope to be. You know, and so, yeah, to have everybody on the same page and for those guys to all be multiple time All-Stars too, and for us to be in four World Series, I mean, yeah, it starts to add up. And I think that, you know, once all of those things started to accumulate over time, and, you know, the expectations, you know, technically speaking, I think in Los Angeles at the time, we were rock stars. You know, I mean, we were the number one entertainment thing in L.A.
Well, I mean, and, you know, let me probe that just briefly here. So, I mean, you come from, you know, from the Northwest. You move here to Los Angeles. Yeah. And there's a lot of, you know, Los Angeles gets a lot of guff saying it's so disconnected. But really, it's a city. It's a community. And, you know, how did it feel? You now you're living in Los Angeles and you're kind of famous now and beloved.
Well, you know, I've lived here, it'll be 52 years now. And when I first got here, I mean, driving the freeways, the traffic, the amount of people here, I mean, you know, it's like I was getting lost all the time. You know, we used to drive in miles. Okay, how many miles is it? It's 30 miles from, you know, Tacoma to Seattle. You're going to drive all the way up there? Well, I mean, that's what I did every day down here.
Yeah.
And then they said,
I do
well,
that
how
every
long?
Day. Too.
Yeah, exactly. So you say, well, how long does it take to get to, you know, Dodger Stadium from out here? Oh, you know, 45 minutes to an hour. Well, what does that mean? What the hell does that mean? I can't comprehend that. And so basically, you know, I learned that, you know, wow, this is a really mammoth place that we're living in, and you really need to pay attention when you're driving the freeways, because if you miss, you know, a turn, you know, you're down the freeway going in the wrong direction.
This is before
and it's really
GPS.
Hard to turn around
this
and come
is before
back.
Before Google Maps and all that stuff. We used to have a thing called a Thomas Guide under the seat.
Yeah.
Where you're, you know, looking at grids.
You know, I'm going to veer off for a second. You know, years ago, I drove through France 1,700 miles without a GPS. I don't know how I did it. I don't know how we did it. We had some map, you know, and we got from point A to point B, okay. But I would definitely need a GPS if I was going to drive through France again. That's for sure.
Well, just a quick aside on that aside is that my stepdad, my mom, just actually went to Ireland, and they were waylaid by a bus issue, and so they had a car, and they were on this completely a dirt road in the middle of rural Ireland. Like cows around, you know, something out of like the 16th century, and Apple Maps like knew exactly where they were.
Oh boy, well, yeah, it's a much different world here.
It sure is. So going back to, you know, just to wrap things up about this induction into the Legends of Dodger Baseball, you know, I mean, you're the Penguin, you're beloved. Do you get still recognized a lot out there in public?
I do, but I mean, it's not to the point where I'm saying, yeah, I can't go in there. you know.
Okay.
I go where I go.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm local. I am loyal. I go to the same hardware store. I go to the same gas stations. I go to the same restaurants, you know, that kind of thing. So I know the people, you know, the same grocery stores. We have a friendship, you know, just like I did when I was working at Dodger Stadium. I knew everybody wherever they were working and get to know the people as well. So, yeah, I get recognized, but, you know, I'm not exactly, you know, 25 years old anymore.
Well, you look great.
And in the mainstream. So I can walk into places and, yeah, get by real well.
What about back then? What about back, like, when you were, you know, in the 80s, early 80s? Were you getting a lot of free drinks bought for you?
I didn't go out. I did not go out and frequent the local establishments when I was playing here. I was done more kind of like on the road, you know, because we could socialize a little bit with the guys, you know, bond a little bit. When you're here, you know, we had half the team living in Orange County. We had half the team living on the other side.
Yeah.
So we're 60 miles apart. You know, and so everybody was going home to the family. You know, that's just kind of what we did. We didn't, you know, unless you're, you know, one of the single guys. We had all married guys, you know, back then. So,
well, at one point you told me, like, you know, your drive home, like, that was when, like, you kind of was able to, like, decompress a little bit.
It was, you know, when I came to the park, you know, that was more of a preparation, you know, and I did that after I realized the first year, you know, when we would carpool with the guys. You know, and it was like you couldn't have your moment where you're just kind of starting to piece this thing together. And the ride home was much different. It, you know, the windows are down, radio's on, trying to kick back a little bit. And then, you know, you have people who are driving by you who are honking their horn at you and waving at you and say, what's the matter? Is my door open or something? I didn't realize who I was at the moment. We'll be back, Rack. We'll see about that after this message.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Say.
And we are back. We'll see about that. The Ron Say Show with the legend, the MVP, the champion, Ron Say. I'm Mark Airy. We're joined by Corey and Steve as well in studio. We kind of want to talk a little bit about what's going on right now in baseball, especially this weekend with the Hall of Fame inductions.
Yes, sir. And so, and we've got some really pretty good names here. You know, we've got Ichiro Suzuki, CeCe Sabathia, Billy Wagner, Dave Parker, and Dick Allen.
So let's talk about some of these guys. I mean,
all right. Well,
let's start with probably the most famous name on this list, as far as I'm concerned. Let's talk about Ichiro.
Well, you know, Ichiro was a Japanese player that of prominence, and you know there had been other Japanese players before him, but not like this guy. And Bobby Valentine was the first guy that told me, because he had managed in the Japanese Baseball League after he left the States. And he said, Ichiro Suzuki is the real deal, and he's going to do very well when he comes over here. Little did we know. He'd already been a superstar in Japan. And, you know, I mean, look, he has more hits than anyone with his Japanese career combined with his stateside performance than anybody in baseball. That means Pete Rose and Ty Cobb, the only guys to get 4,000 hits. 10-time All-Star, 10-time Gold Glove guy, record holder for hits in a season, 262. I don't even know how you do that. But he was just an unbelievable player. I would pay to see this guy play regularly. I mean, he was just awesome. He could bunt. He could hit home runs when he needed to, hit line to line. Great outfielder, great arm. Amazing, amazing player. CeCe Sabathia,
yeah.
He made his way with the New York Yankees, had a terrific career, a member of the 300 strikeout club. A 6-time All-Star and a world champion. Billy Wagner, probably the guy that wondered whether he was really going to have an opportunity to get this, because I think he was on his last leg for the voting. And, he had like
422 career saves.
Yeah. Eighth all-time. Just a flamethrower. Another one of those guys that who knows what the prerequisites are, because you don't know anymore. There used to be some guidelines, but who knows what they are today. Dave Parker, who I played against. He was a 2-time batting champion, 7-time All-Star, world champion, called the Cobra. 1979, All-Star game in Seattle. He threw out a runner at third base, of which I applied the tag to. It was one of the great throws in All-Star history. Big guy, 6'4", 6'5", about 235 pounds, ran well.
Terrific player. He was part of an outfield. I mean, he first caught my eye when he was in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
And he was part of an outfield with Mark McGwire and Jose Canseco. And I think that might be one of the most effective power-hitting outfields of all time.
Well, they certainly had a team that you did not want to get into a scuffle with.
Both on or off the field.
Well, even the Pittsburgh Pirates, called them the lumber company because they swang real heavy bats.
And when the A's, according to, they were called the Bash Brothers, if you would call that. And they used to hit.
But anyway, unfortunately, Dave Parker has passed on, and so he will be getting into the Hall of Fame posthumously, and I feel pretty bad about that. That's not something that supposed to happen. So anyway, condolences to the family. I hope they have a great celebration for that.
Tell me a little bit about Dick Allen. I'm not familiar with his game.
Dick Allen was a monster. I mean, I used to watch him on TV, and I always had the impression that he was a guy that was about 6'4", weighed about 225 pounds, swung a big bat, 36-ounce bat, tremendous power. Strong as anybody in the game, buried balls to center field. You know, he just said, I'm not wasting around with left field or right field. I'm just going straight away to center field. I think he hit most of his home runs to center field, which is a coup for most players. They usually don't take that route. But he was a Dodger for a while when I first got called up, and I had a game that I was watching him play in. The Dodgers were in a pennant race, so I didn't see much action getting called up. So I had, front row seat for all of this. And Dick Allen, the first time up, hit a bullet to deep left center field, and the guy catches it against the wall. And then he hits another bullet to right center field, and the guy catches it against the wall. And he comes back, and normally guys are not real happy. They're upset about this. They're known to throw bats and helmets when this happens. He said, he comes back and he sits down next to me. He says, you know, it's not very often I miscalculate twice in one game.
Wow.
That's when he won me over, I think, because, you know, he was such a great player. And, he had a temperament that was, pretty low, just like Henry Aaron. Henry Aaron took everything in stride. I mean, sometimes you didn't even know whether he got a hit or not. That was just his demeanor. That's how he dealt with things. But Dick Allen was a great. He had his own agenda. You know, he didn't like being on time so much. He didn't like taking batting practice so much. But if you could manage that, what a player! And I'm thrilled that he's getting in the Hall of Fame.
Well, both Dave Parker and Dick Allen. You know, how do I put this artfully?
Yeah.
It's been reported in the media that, they might have had an issue with the old Sunset Strip sniffles. And does this, change maybe the thinking of, do you think that the Hall of Fame is getting a little bit less parochial, that they're going to maybe look past some of the off the field stuff, the relationships with writers, and put guys in that actually deserve to be put in?
Well, according to those who know better than I do, it's already happened. And, I don't know how far that's going to stretch. You know, I don't know if it's going to reach down to Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. I mean, those are the two that are associated with that, I think, the most in terms of why they're not in there. I don't know how it's going to work. All I do know is that, there are a lot of players now who have, done their 10-year stint. Couldn't get in. The Veterans Committee then chooses who they decide they want to take a look at, or a second look at, or a third look at, however you want to manipulate trying to get back in there. And I know people do that. But I don't know how it's going to work. I really don't understand the mechanism much anymore. There, like I said, I don't know what the prerequisites are anymore. When you change the rules, when you look at the pitching, you've seen your last 300 game winner. It's almost impossible to think that anybody under the current rules of which they manage the players and the pitchers, that somebody's going to win 300 games anymore. And so what are you going to do? Are you going to drop that level down? I mean, there's guys in there right now, hitters, that there's some guys that have hit over 500 home runs that aren't in the Hall of Fame. I think Gary Sheffield is one of them.
Yeah.
And this was automatic beforehand.
3,000 hits, 500 home runs, 300 wins.
Yeah, exactly. Those were kind of like, you get to those, you probably got a real good chance of making it in. I don't know what they are anymore.
Let me ask you, sports producer Corey here, our crack producer, knows all the stats, but he's a young man, unlike the three of us here. And you're a tremendous baseball fan.
Mm-hmm.
People of your generation who are baseball fans, such as yourself, do they look at kind of off the field stuff, how a guy carries himself? Does that matter to you in terms of like how important is it, other than the numbers, for a player to be engaged in the media, to seem like he like helps cats out of trees and all that kind of stuff, to be considered a baseball hero?
No, so I think like I'm at the last part of that because I have it like a little bit. I don't really, because I was brought up watching, knowing that they were like on steroids.
So
I already knew that. I watched Mark McGwire and them and Sosa and that. I like watched. Yeah, I watched that. I was born in '92, so I was bright eyed and bushy tailed watching that happen. And then they're like, "Oh, it's drugs," and I was like, "Oh, okay." And then like they kind of like wiped it on the rug, and like then you just found out that they wouldn't go to the Hall of Fame and whatnot. So it just kind of, and now with all the people and all the athletes and what social media does, it's kind of hard to be. I think you only look at the best of the best, like the top five, if you want to look on off the field issues, because everybody's imperfect, and now there's a camera at every corner. So
that is true. But I mean, like a player like A-Rod, for example, you know, he's made $500 million playing baseball. He just bought a piece of an NBA mm-hmm. team.
Yeah, Minnesota.
And he works for the network.
Yeah. Do you think it bothers him?
Not at all.
No.
That, you know, maybe people whisper behind his back?
No, I don't think it bothers him at all.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. I mean, what would it bother you?
No. I'd be swimming Scrooge McDuck like in a pile of cash.
I got a question. So let's say it doesn't bother him, but you think it might bother somebody like Palmeiro, who's got the stats as well too, and is not as famous as A-Rod or some of the other guys, and you think that maybe he's looking at himself and said, "Gee, what the heck did I do?" And now I can't even get in the Hall of Fame, and I got all these stats that's on my side, and I'm doing nothing.
Well, based on what has happened, I think he is bothered by it because he disappeared.
Yeah,
off the map.
That's correct.
Well, and I have complicated feelings about Pete Rose, but one of the things that I think that is overlooked about him is that he wanted to be in the Hall of Fame, but also he wanted to be just part of the game. And I think, you know, that probably caught him just as much as not being in the Hall of Fame is not being, you know, around the game, part of the game.
Well, it's hard to tell. I Pete had a checkered past off the field, which didn't help him a bit either. We're going to be right back. We'll see about that after we take this quick break. Stay with us.
Lowe's knows big savings make a big difference, especially when you're shopping for appliances. Hurry in to get up to 30% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Rewards members get free delivery, free haulaway, free installation and parts on purchases of $2,500 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Kohl's friends and family, listen up, because this one's for you. Right now, you can take an extra 20% off during the Friends and Family Sale. Save on summer must-haves for your home. Comfy everyday outfits for your family. Smart favorites for back to school, and so much more. Yep, it's your time to save. Shop Kohl's Friends and Family Sale today. Select styles. Offer ends July 27th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with the Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24/7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. founder Mark Gus Scott, chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
There we are back. We'll see about that. With the champion, the MVP, the legend, Ron Say. I am Mike Gary, joined also by Corey and Steve. And this day in Dodger history, 1977, after Mets right fielder Bruce Beausclair drops his two-out foul pop-up, Davey Lopes responds with a game-ending three-run home run off Bob Apodaca. The L.A. second baseman's ninth-inning dramatics provide the Dodgers with a 5-3 win, spoiling Nino Espinito's opportunity for a complete game victory, needing just one more out before his departure.
One of my guys came through again. Yep, that a boy, Davey. I would also like to see him in the Legends group as well, yeah, with Bill Russell. I think the entire infield should be in there based on the overall contributions as well. So that's my two cents worth.
Wholeheartedly agree. Yeah, I wanted to, you touched upon this in the earlier Ron, about, you know, players not in the Hall of Fame with just unbelievable numbers.
Yeah.
So I want to go down the list here and, you know, go around the horn here and ask you guys in or out. So first we'll start with Barry Bonds. And Ron, you started off. We'll go around the horn here.
Wow.
Barry Bonds, all-time home run of the year, 762 home runs, 7 MVPs, 8 gold gloves, 14 all-star selections.
Well, I mean, look, you don't need to even look at it. I mean, if you need to look and say, look at all his numbers. Chipper Jones, I saw him on Instagram here a while back, and he thinks that Barry Bonds was by far the greatest player ever, and there wasn't any second place necessary. It's unfortunate that what has happened has happened. We will see whether he gets inducted at some point in time. I think you can say the same for Roger Clemens. I think they fall into the same boat. When you win Cy Young, 7 Cy Young award winner, you're 7 Cy Youngs, unbelievable, 354 wins. I mean, all the strikeouts, the 4,600 strikeouts. Those are things that very few people even get to remotely talk about.
But Corey, you putting them in or not?
Both of them?
All right, yeah, Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens.
Yeah, I'll put them in.
Steve?
It's not even a question, okay?
Some people only want to protect the game over here.
Not any longer. We won't go there. No, they have to be in. They really do. If you're going by today's society, they go in automatically. There's just no question. They had one hell of career, both of them.
Well, we got to pick one or the other. I mean,
I thought you said any of them.
Barry Bonds, mentioned multiple times in the Balco lawsuits. I mean, far more evidence about Barry Bonds rather than Roger Clemens. You got to pick one to put in between the two, Barry Bonds or Roger Clemens. Who are you putting in? Steve, who are you putting in?
Barry Bonds.
Corey.
Roger Clemens.
Really?
Yeah.
Now that's a take. I like it.
Mm. Yeah, because it was just Barry Bonds was like the face of that whole steroid era, I feel. And like, and everybody's like, he was really good without it. And I was just like, then why did he do it? And I get it, the whole home runs, you have to catch up and be up. But I feel like pitching, yes, you get to recover faster, but I feel like it's a different, I don't know, it just feels different to me.
Also, I should add just parenthetically that, you know, you never really hear stories about Roger Clemens being a bad teammate, where you do hear those stories about Mr. Bonds. Ron, you got to put one in, Barry or Roger.
I can't, because they're not. And they won't, and at least in the moment. And it's up to them to come to terms for those people who decide that. But if you're going to, the commissioner, I guess, is considering removing the ban from Shoeless Joe Jackson and Pete Rose. You know, let's see what happens with that, too. You know, I'm not in a position, based on what they did, yes, they all qualified. They all should be in, but they're not. So I don't know how it's all going to play out. Let's move over to Lou Whitaker, who's got a 75 WAR, 5-time All-Star, 3-time Gold Glove. He was part of the tandem that played shortstop and second base. They're the longest running group. Alan Trammell and Lou Whitaker, Detroit Tigers. They were world champions in 1984, I believe. They got off to a terrific start. I don't know why he isn't in the Hall of Fame. You got that kind of a war with those credentials, mm-hmm. with that kind of, you know, mm-hmm. resume, mm-hmm. should be in.
Mm-hmm. What about Kenny Lofton? 622 stolen bases, pretty much hit 300, 68.4 war, one of the best leadoff men of all time.
Yeah, I mean, what is he, third or fourth in stolen bases all time? Based on that,
yeah,
you know, I mean, there's a number of guys who got to 500, but I don't remember too many guys getting over 600. But yeah, I would say that he's another guy that's probably wondering why he's not in the Hall of Fame.
He just needs one, like he's at 299, just one more.
Well, you know, that to me is 300. I mean, what's the difference? I mean, it's there. So what if it's 1 point? If he's that good, it basically translates to 300.
Steve, should Kenny Lofton be in?
I'm looking at this. To be honest with you, I'd put both of them in. I mean, I take a look at Lou Whitaker, and I then take a look at a guy like Bill Mazeroski, who's in. Right? Okay. Yeah. And when you get up numbers like Lou Whitaker had, I'd have to put him in. And you look at Kenny Lofton's just a stolen bases, 300 average. Gee, I mean, Christmas is. Some of these guys just have to get in here, you know, somehow, some way. I'm sorry, I got to put both of them in.
What about you, Corey?
I've never heard of Whitaker. And Kenny Lofton, I have heard of, and I believe I've seen highlights or something. But if you're in the top five of any statistical category in baseball, I feel like you should be in.
Kenny Lofton also had, you know, what I call the SportsCenter top 10 quotient, where, you know, he had some pretty amazing defensive plays, and he showed up in the highlight reel regularly.
He did.
Bobby Gritch.
Well, I love Bobby Gritch. He played in our time. You know, he was a perennial all-star in the all-star game. He's got a 71 war with 4 gold gloves. He's got 6 all-star games like I do. World champion, I believe. And, you know, he kind of, you know, disappeared too. I don't know why the Angels in particular haven't used him more. He should be a poster boy over there in Anaheim for me.
Well, I mean, speaking of the Angels too, I mean, not only, you know, and also a great Cardinal player too, Jim Edmonds.
Yeah. Jim Edmonds. I mean, this kind of surprises you a little. It did me. Because I'd forgotten a little bit about it. But, I mean, Edmonds hit 40 home runs a couple times.
Yeah.
Drove in 100 runs. He had that spectacular play that they played all the time, mm-hmm. that's equally as good to Willie Mays' catch.
Mm, you're correct.
And he fell down, right?
That's strong language from you, Ron, because I know Willie Mays is your guy.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, it's in the neighborhood, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, look, he's got 132-plus ops. that's really pretty good. Yeah. I don't know how he's not in the Hall of Fame either.
Billy Wagner, 422 saves, 2.31.
He's going in.
Well,
he's
yes, in. He is in. He's
yeah,
in.
So forget that.
Yes, congratulations, Mr. Wagner.
Go back down.
The big cat, Carlos Delgado, 473 home runs, 1,500 RBIs, 929 OPS.
Well, I mean, look, that's all you have to say right there. Those things. I mean, you know, how many of those guys did that? 1,500 ribbies, 929 ops, OPS. That should get him in. I mean, that's good enough for me. I mean, no doubt about it.
He was a 280 hitter, I believe.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, today's 300 is 270.
Yes.
What do those numbers say to you, Corey? Should he be in?
Yeah, I actually saw Carlos Delgado match near the end of his career. Mm-hmm. And I believe he should. Billy Wagner, he's in. Jim Edmonds was awesome to watch on the Angels. And I don't know Bobby Gritch.
Well, the only thing is about Carlos Delgado, and again, it could be playing politics here, as you stated down here, lack postseason accolades. Okay. I know it shouldn't have anything to do with it, but again, if you put politics in there, it could have something to do with it. He's got the numbers. There's no question he's got the numbers. But a lot of these guys, for some reason,
It helps to have hardware. It
does. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You know, when you look back on it, you know, the numbers are great. But if it tells you that, hey, this guy was a 7-time All-Star and, you know, he was a 2-time world champion and he was, most valuable player and whatever else. He had this kind of this and this kind of that, won a couple gold gloves or whatever. It all helps. I mean, it just means that, you know, look at Eric Karros as an example. You know, Eric had, you know, terrific career. You know, he hit 30 home runs 4 or 5 times, drove in 100 runs 4 or 5 times, never made an All-Star team. Nope. His teams never got to the postseason. Nope. He had 284 career home runs maybe. Something like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you could have said, you know, a few more things about being in All-Star games and appeared in a couple of World Series and, you know, all that,
I'm with you on the World Series appearances and also, you know, like the Silver Slugger, stuff like that. Yeah. The All-Star appearances, I mean, no disrespect. I mean,
whoa. In the old days, yes. Not so much today about being an All-Star.
Okay? What do you mean?
But what can happen?
Well, because just the way the game is played is almost – you know, and then doing the things that they did this past year with the, you know, win or lose by home runs. I mean, I think that they were actually just getting away from what I was used to when I grew up, that you saw your stars and it was American and national and you really wanted to win. You know,
these guys
don't seem like they even want to do that.
But that's
anymore.
We're not talking necessarily about that when it comes to accolades for the Hall of Fame. No. What I'm saying is that what an All-Star appearance does is that you see this in all sports. You see it in MLB and also a lot in the NBA, where you have, like, let's say you're playing in the Eastern Conference as a shooting guard. Mm-hmm. And so if your name is not Michael Jordan or Reggie Miller, you could still have a great career. Mm-hmm. You can still be a great player, but you're not going to an All-Star game.
Right.
And so, I mean, that happens in baseball all the time.
Right.
And so, I mean, you could be a great player, great numbers, but because there's two guys that play the same position as you that are stars, you're not getting those appearances.
That's what happened to Eric Karros.
That's correct.
You know, he had, you know, Mark McGwire and, you know, got a lot of guys like that and they're hanging around. You know, there were a lot of really top quality first baseman. Jeff Bagwell, I believe, was one of them too. So, yeah, he got kind of buried. He had great stats, but he, you know, his stats were like 6th and 7th instead of 1, 2, 3. That makes a difference. But, plus, you know, if you look back in the times of the 50s and 60s, there were 2 All-Star games back then, guys.
Mm-hmm. There was, really?
Yeah.
There was.
Yeah. That's why Musial and Mays played in 20-some All-Star games because they doubled up.
Wait, would they, like, do, like, one at the beginning of the season, one at the end?
They had 2 All-Star games. Yeah.
Really?
They had them out here.
Yeah, so essentially, you know, I could have been double digits.
Yeah, you could have 12 All-Star appearances.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, I mean, yeah, that's kind of how it worked. But anyway, we got to talk about Dale Murphy.
Yeah, let's save that for the next segment. Wrap things up. We'll go through these last two on the list. But all right. 2 All-Star games.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not as old as you think, guys.
No, all right? I know you're not old.
Baseball genius Corey. Look up for the guys that you haven't heard of. Bobby Gritch. Look him up.
Did you know about the 2 All-Star games?
I did not. That's very interesting.
Yeah. Stick around, you guys.
You guys call yourself baseball fans.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back. We'll see about that.
This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
How you doing?
Okay, we are back. We'll see about that with our last segment. And I want to remind you to visit my website, theronsayshow.com. I'm also up on Facebook now, the official Ron Say on Instagram, and go to Cameo for special requests.
I'm waiting for to get my friend a request.
A request.
Yeah,
okay.
I sent you one, Ron, so okay. Just keep your mind about it. All right, we've got two more names to talk about in this Hall of Fame. That I know we want to get to Dale Murphy, but first we got to get to one of the great Mets of all time, David Wright. 296 career average, 7 All-Star selections, 2 Gold Gloves, but an injury-shortened career.
Yeah, and I thought he was a terrific player. I had a chance to speak with him a bit when I was working with the Dodgers when they would come in, but I don't know if I can put him in. I think it's a little short, unfortunately for David. He's a great Met. He'll be honored by the Mets, and I think that's probably where it sits.
They retired his number.
Yeah, good for him. Yeah. Dale Murphy. Now, this one, I mean, you win 2 MVPs. You hit almost 400 home runs, 398 home runs, 7 All-Star appearances, dominant in the
years. Yeah, and I think there was only maybe one team that had a winning record while he was there. You know, so, I mean, he was really battling uphill. And it was amazing that, you know, he could put up the numbers he did with a team that just wasn't very good.
Right.
I think based on that, it may not be enough. This may not be enough. But I think he's deserving.
You know what these numbers really remind me of and his career arc? Mike Trout. Very similar numbers on a bad team. Do we think Mike Trout is going to the Hall of Fame when his career is over? Stays on the same trajectory.
Ooh. Corey. Yeah, I believe he will. He was sold to my generation as the next big thing. And so I think in people's hearts he's still there, and then they're going to cuz he still was amazing. Like Wright's career was shortened by injury and so was Trout's. But Trout was still on another level.
Well, he had three MVPs, I think.
Yeah,
right?
He's got
Kraft?
Three.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think in a good way, I think his loyalty might help.
That is exactly what I was going to say, because other than that, there's nothing. I mean, there's no appearances in the postseason whatsoever.
Yeah.
And that could hurt.
I agree with you, though, that I think the way that he carried himself on the field and off the field will be an asset when they do come calling.
Yes. All right. That wraps it up for this week's roundtable. We'll see about that. Thanks for joining us, and have a great weekend.